You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts for today, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, here for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
Yeehaw.
Here with you on a Wednesday. I'm not sure where we are on this Wednesday-Thursday switch. I think we have like three or four left, probably three left. We switched days with Doug and Brett because of a scheduling thing. So we're here with you now on Wednesdays for a couple more weeks for your Miracles with the Muchachos.
Yeah, how are you feeling about Wednesdays so far?
It's nice, right in the middle. But I had a thing going with Thursdays. I'm a big fan of Thursdays. But yeah, this has been fine. It's pretty much a Thursday.
I want to get back home to Thursdays.
Yeah, I know.
Nice and comfortable there.
Get back home to it. And I was thinking about it. I need to get a new icebreaker to start the show off, because I can't talk about the weather every week, because it's going to be nice from here on out. That's going to get boring real fast.
Yeah, us Minnesotans need something to complain about.
Yeah, so what have you eaten today?
What have I eaten? I ate some chicken Alfredo pasta.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, some leftovers, but still very tasty.
I also ate leftovers and pasta, Mine wasn't as fancy. Mine was just the noodles.
And it came out of a plastic Ziploc bag.
That's how I brought it here. Yep.
Have plastic. You ever seen the Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Charlie's eating spaghetti out of a plastic bag?
That sounds familiar, but I can't remember it.
You were doing with sincerity the thing that was played as a punchline in the show.
I'm a lot like Charlie. But actually, lately I've been eating Von Hansen's meats. Like some skewers. What do you call those?
Where they shish kebabs?
Shish kebabs. Chicken and beef. Oh, man. They've been fantastic. And some asparagus rolled in bacon. Because then when you cook it, too, it gets the bacon grease in the asparagus. All this has just been
A nice crispness.
Amazing. But, yeah, the past couple of days I've been eating real well. But today, just leftover plain pasta. But it is beautiful out there. I went out just to look at the cars go by, gauge how big of an audience we're going to have, how many cars are out there, and there's a lot of cars on the road. But I want to make everyone aware, me and Eric, we host another program on this station Saturday nights at 7 p.m., Mission Accomplishers. And if you haven't tuned into Mission Accomplishers yet, this weekend is a great opportunity to begin, because we are doing a show from the Libertarian Party of Minnesota's State Convention, which is taking place this Saturday. It's at the Cambria Suites Hotel in Maple Grove. But this is their state convention for the Libertarian Party, where they do their business. They have a bunch of breakout sessions and speakers. And we're doing a show. We'll be there all day and make a show out of it, to see what we find with the Libertarians, see what they're up to. I don't know what to expect. I've got the schedule right here, but I'm hoping to, have some productive conversations with the Libertarian Party, talk about third parties. But then also, I mean, if there's any radical Libertarian lunatics, by all means, we're going to bring them on. I want to hear their furthest out people they got at this convention.
Yeah, I want the guy who does the, debates naked.
Yeah.
Let's get the nudist contingency in.
And, I got high hopes for these Libertarians from everything I've seen of their past conventions. It's wild. But this is kind of nice, Eric. We get breakfast in the morning, and then right in the afternoon there's a pizza. Pizza breakout session with a speaker, and then there's a dinner, as well as the end of the night will be karaoke, where it says they're hosting Be a Rockstar after party come dressed as your favorite singer for karaoke from 8:30 p.m. to midnight at this Libertarian Party convention. But that'll be after the show airs, so we won't be able to get any audio from that, but that sounds fun too.
Yeah, maybe for the week after that.
I know. We can we'll make the show from everything we get, but we'll probably release bonus content too. So look out for that karaoke party and hear some libertarians singing in action.
Yeah, I can't wait to sing the Internationale.
But they got – yeah, that would be a good one. They've got some interesting panels I'm excited for. They've got like a marijuana panel with a few speakers, but one of them is Michael Ford. He ran on the Legal Marijuana Now party for state auditor, and I remember his campaign. I believe he got the 5% mark required to become major party status in the last election.
Yeah, I think both the parties did.
Yeah, both the marijuana parties, the Legal Marijuana Now and the Grassroots Legalized Cannabis Party. They both did very well. And a couple of the members are going to be attending this for a few of the panels. But then they have some panels like Introduction to Self-Defense. And can you imagine what a panel like that is at a libertarian convention? We'll be at that one for sure. And then my senator, Scott Jensen, he's speaking. He's probably the biggest politician, like active politician, that's going to be participating in this convention. And he brought that up to me when I met with him a few weeks back. And I asked him if he considered himself a libertarian, and he did. So that'll be interesting. We'll probably talk with Scott Jensen while we're there. And then they have a whole pack of people who are city council members, and a lot from Burnsville. Do you vote in Burnsville City Council or Lakeville?
Lakeville.
Mm. Well, the Burnsville City Council apparently has multiple libertarian members on it, and they're all giving little 5-10 minute talks on different topics.
Interesting. Yeah, I know you don't list your party, at least in Lakeville City Council.
Yeah, most municipal elections, you don't have a party, but people are still affiliated, but not officially. Yeah. Of their ranks in like their city council position. So that was just interesting to see the number that were from Burnsville. The cities where the city councilwomen are from are Crystal, Burnsville, Plymouth. But Burnsville has multiple. So interesting. Libertarian Party, they are reaching some elected office here at the state level. But I can't wait. I can't wait for this Libertarian Party convention. So tune in Saturday at 7 p.m. here on AM 950 for Mission Accomplishers. That's me and Eric's second program here on the station for our Libertarian Party special. I can't wait to see what we find there.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
It'll be fun. Now, the thing I saw – so here at the station, up in right when you enter, we have a bunch of magazines laying out, and one caught my eye, and it's got – it's Thinking Minnesota. I'm holding it up for the live stream, but it's got a picture of Tim Walz on the cover, and I couldn't quite figure out what this magazine was. And it's really nicely made, so I was curious. I was looking through it, and I was like, well, what is this getting at? Is it a right-wing magazine? Is it a left-wing magazine? Because I initially thought it was a left-wing magazine because it says the cover story is about Tim Walz, and it says, A Tale of Two Tims. And it did not take long for Governor Walz to lurch left of the policies endorsed by candidate Walz. And then right above it, it has, Our Thinking Minnesota poll reveals that Minnesotans have an appetite for the Walz agenda. So I was like, okay, what is this? I start reading this.
You only lurch in a negative end.
It should have been like jumping straight at me that this is a right wing local Minnesota magazine, but I didn't see it right away. And then I read this article, and it's about how Tim Walz is governing to the left of how he campaigned. And it says Minnesotans were justified in believing that Tim Walz would be their future governor. As a congressman, he consistently ranked as one of the most moderate members of the House Democrats, according to a nonpartisan GovTrack. He earned an A rating from the NRA. And then the article goes on to how he has just gone far left. But listen to the policies that they're concerned about and that Tim Walz has moved too far left on. They list the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline, energy policy, and specifically nuclear energy, PolyMet and other copper nickel mining projects, and then his One Minnesota idea and the gas tax. But as I read through this, it's like, well, hell yeah, Tim Walz. These are good policies. Being against the pipeline, against copper nickel mining. Their concern is that he's not pro-nuclear enough. And then the gas tax. The gas tax, what I like about how Tim Walz has gone about this is gas tax is a very unpopular policy to put forward. You're not going to it kind of takes some political courage to go out there and do something that is going to be seen as pretty widely unpopular. But at this point, very necessary. I mean, we've all seen since winters came to spring just the overwhelming amount of potholes in the cities and suburbs. And the gas tax is directly responsible for infrastructure plans like potholes. And, I mean, Minnesota, we're the state that had the 35W bridge collapse. We obviously have a recent history of bad infrastructure. So at least having a governor tackle these issues with a potentially unpopular policy, it shows some political courage to at least get done what needs to get done. Because Jeff Johnson, had he won, he would be so afraid to make any move like this and just kind of coast on by with the status quo. So the gas tax specifically, me, I'm usually not a fan of consumption taxes because they unfairly fall on people of poverty more than people who are well-to-do. So I always have resistance to consumption taxes as a solution. But for the infrastructure of Minnesota, this gas tax makes a lot of sense. And it frankly, it took courage to know that he'd be able to get through politically, like stay alive and not be attacked and stay strong on the issue. That so far in the Walz governorship, I've been pretty proud of the job he's been doing. And we're taking calls on the subject. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. We can talk about the gas tax. We can talk about Tim Walz. Later in the show, I'm going to get to Trump. And Trump actually is down in Atlanta today for the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. And I actually have a friend who is down there as well. But Trump spoke at this, and we'll talk about that later. But I got a caller right now who I have a feeling is not going to agree with me with Tim Walz and the gas tax. Randy in Coon Rapids. Randy, it's good to have you on.
Oh, Hunter, I think it's always good to talk to you. Man, I was just telling Eric, I says, you know, with Matt, I can maybe last 5 minutes and I got to turn him off. I called a couple days ago. I was going to talk about Mark and Fridley. I mean, normally I don't agree with Mark, but at least he's entertaining to listen to. But I think he fell off the ladder. I mean, I think he needs to look up in what impeachment actually means, because I really don't think Mark understands what impeachable offenses are. And then now I got you with the gas tax. I mean, Hunter, I know you're young, but really, the best way to get the economy going is by having fuel prices cheaper. People travel, they vacation, they have fun, they're taking their boats out, their campers. The worst thing you can do to the economy, and I remember when the gas was up $3, $4 a gallon, people would reroute their trips because they would want to use as little gas as possible because it really cut into the family budget. And what way to hurt a low-income family than to by taxing them with more gas tax?
I mean, that is my concern. My question, though, for you is, You have to fund infrastructure some way. And the roads here in Minnesota, we've decided, are through the gas tax. Now, what alternative to the gas tax would you put forward? Because to me, the only other option is toll roads. And I lived out east, and toll roads are a complete pain. Would you rather have toll roads than the gas tax?
No, I don't want toll roads, Hunter, but this is what we can do. We can start digging up some history, because if I remember correct, I remember when we got the lottery, came to the state of Minnesota, a lot of that money was going to go for natural resources. Some of that money was going to go for our roads and infrastructure. And then I remember it wasn't too far back. We raised the taxes and we got a little bit more gas money. And then it was going to be oil changes, tires, and car maintenance. And when you bought new vehicles, they raised the tax, and that money was going to go for the roads. And what it really falls down to is, and government is really good about this, is they throw a tax on, we need money. Okay, we give you more money. And then a few years go by, and people start to forget, and all of a sudden they go, well, we don't have no money. We need to fund this. Well, what about all the money we have been giving you? It's the same thing when it comes, and I think where they get real good at this is when it comes to the road and the schools. I love schools. I love great education. But they keep always needing more money, and no matter how much you give them, they always seem to run out and go, well, we need more. This still isn't enough. And it gets real frustrating, because I saw firsthand, this is even like hearsay, I saw a school, and I'm not going to name which school it was, they just got a new tax levy, and they threw brand new computers in the dumpster. I saw the brand new boxes. And I said, why are you throwing these away? Well, we just got a new tax levy, and we got more money, so we're going to go get even newer computers. And I'm like, but these are brand new in the box. Why are you asking for more money? And that's where it gets real frustrating with government when they do this. And it's the same thing. Start digging back and look back at the last 10 years of all the ways that we've already given more tax money to the roads, and our roads aren't getting any better. We're spending all that money on light rail and stuff. And they keep telling me, well, if we put light rail in, your roads are going to have less people on it, and you're going to get to drive more freely to work. I'm not seeing that. I'm on Highway 10 right now, and we've got the new rail that runs all the way up to Ramsey. And this road isn't any, if anything, it feels busier with that new light rail train that we have. So I keep hearing it, but I'm living this right now, and I'm not seeing it, Hunter.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Randy. As far as light rail goes, it's frustrating that we're 25 years behind where we should be in this state because of being gridlocked on the issue. I mean, that's why we have such an inadequate light rail system for as large a metropolitan area we are. Because I remember back in Arnie Carlson days, in Jesse Ventura days, that they were trying to get the foundations of light rail down then in the 90s. And because we stalled then, we're behind now where we should be on that. But back to the gas tax, the thinking Minnesota, and I saw the same numbers from Alpha News. So two right-wing news sources here in Minnesota, they say it will cost the average Minnesota household of a two-car family approximately $300 per year. So if a two-car family, you're considering two people, $150 a year to use the roads, that is still vastly cheaper than it costs a person to use public transportation. So I think this gas tax is completely reasonable to solve the infrastructure needs of our state. And is you have to do it some way. And it's, I said, consumption taxes aren't my favorite, but this one specifically, I think, is fine. Eric, do you have any feelings on the gas tax?
I agree with you. They're not my favorite consumption tax. Wise, I'd prefer some sort of tax based on purchases of new luxury vehicles, something over like $30,000, to possibly fund infrastructure.
Yeah, I like that because doesn't burden the poor among us as much. But I don't know if that would be able to adequately fund, whereas the gas tax is anyone using the road is going to pay it. It does make sense. But it is something that I do say with resistance. This is by no means an issue where I'm rah, rah, let's gas tax. But it makes sense, so I will stand up for it. And it did take some political courage to do it because you're going to be attacked relentlessly on it because it's going to be widely unpopular. And when people find out where it comes from, they're not going to be very happy with you.
And I will say the benefit of a gas tax is just that the framework for how infrastructure gets funded by it mm-hmm. is already in place, mm-hmm. where creating a new tax would be a huge issue. And like Randy was saying, a lot of times those taxes don't end up going to the places that people promise they go to.
That is a really good point, too. But if you've got any feelings on the gas tax, give us a call at 952-946-6205. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi there. This is Alan Miller speaking, the local and studio curmudgeon. You're listening to, and wisely so, Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more, on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Candy from Green Tea Conversations, Sunday at 10 a.m., and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson here with your Miracles with the Muchachos. Hey. Miracles means Wednesday, and Muchachos means the fellas. We're taking calls at 952-946-6205. But I just wanted to note this magazine, Thinking Minnesota, where I got this Tim Walz article from, actually came to the station because somebody subscribed Matt McNeil to the magazine. So in addition to Matt's NRA membership that some conservative listener donated, they also donated a subscription to Thinking Minnesota. This magazine apparently is funded from the Center of the American Experiment, which is an organization I'm not familiar with. It's a Minnesota right-wing think tank, but Jennifer upstairs knew all about it. And it makes sense when you look through this magazine. The ads are Alpha News. They've got on the back, though, friend of the show, Mike Lindell. He's got the main ad of the magazine, and MyPillow added in the back. So, you know, we like Mike Lindell over here, and he advertises on this Thinking Minnesota. But let's go to Lewis in Minneapolis, who wants to talk about the gas tax. Lewis, it's good to have you on.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I was listening to that last caller talking about when it was like $3, $4 a gallon. We didn't get percentage of the $3 or $4 of the gallon. I read the placards on those gas tanks, gas pumps, and they're like a certain amount, like 23 whatever or some cents per gallon. So it's a fixed tax. So it's a consumption tax, sure, but I'm driving and it looks like everybody is paying the same thing. And to be honest with you, in Minnesota, winter's brutal on these roads. You got to pay. You got to pay. Like, I had a friend, he was discussing the gas tax. He was saying, oh, this and that. I'm like, I just had enough. And I said, you know what? Don't be a freeloader. I got to pay it to get to work, to get to the store. Companies pay it. You know, transportation companies pay it. It's everybody pays it. Just pay up. If you drive these roads, you can see that the maintenance is, it's particularly this winter.
Yeah.
Where there's so many potholes. We need the money. Sure, it's a tax. You can't say, though, that all the, you know, tax is going to go up in price because of that. Because it's fixed. Price goes up of gasoline because of the oil companies. It's not because the oil companies say, oh, look, you know, we got. I think that's a ridiculous argument. Because the tax is fixed at so many pennies.
Well, thank you for the call, Lewis. I'm with you. I completely agree. I mean, driving is a privilege. It's there's no right to a free drive in your life. So a privilege, paying a minor fee of the oil it takes to – or the gasoline that it takes to power your vehicle on these roads that we live in a society with makes sense. You got to make decisions at some time. How are you going to do these things? I mean, if you're going to have a major metropolitan area, how does the city fund it? And this is a way. It makes sense. It's already in place. It's just keeping up with the maintenance of our system. Let's go to Jan in St. Paul, who also wants to talk about this. Jan, it's good to have you on.
Hey, Hunter. Yeah, you actually touched on a couple of points. Absolutely everything in your world that you buy needs regular maintenance. So it's not just the new projects that this gas tax is going to pay for. It's also the maintaining of the roads that we already have. And how many cities already have, like, funds where you can say, the potholes are so bad they trashed my car. How much money have we paid out for that? And also, if Randy really doesn't want to pay the gas tax, he did say that he's driving right next to the light rail line. He could probably take the light rail to work and see how much he enjoys that commute.
Yeah, and as I pointed out, the gas tax annually, what it will cost each person is still much cheaper than using public transportation. So just a little perspective on how much this actually costs. But
he wants to use the road, but he doesn't want to pay for it. We get it.
Well, thank
all
you for the call, Jan.
Have a great day.
Yeah, we're taking calls at 952-946-6205. Right now we're talking about the gas tax. You got a couple calls. coming in, but it's, again, it's not my favorite, but it's kind of a necessary funding mechanism for society. Well, let's take one more call, and then we'll take a break. So let's go to Marty in Elk River. Marty, it's good to have you on.
Hey, I'm just like Randy from Coon Rapids. I'm driving up Highway 10. But I just, been thinking about back in January, just a couple of months ago, the gas was selling for $2.14. Well, now it's selling for $2.78. That's a 64 cent a gallon increase. But I don't see anybody picketing and boycotting oil companies.
Raising it.
Tim Walz's gas tax is going to be phased in a nickel every 6 months. A nickel. And Randy is just losing his mind over, some extra money to fix our roads and bridges. I get kind of tired of having to realign my front end on my car every 6 weeks because of all these potholes.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But anyway, that 64 cents doesn't stay in Minnesota.
Yeah.
It goes into private investors. The 20 cents a gallon, when it's fully implemented, all that money stays in Minnesota. And it's paid out to construction companies.
Well, Marty, thank you for the call. That's some good perspective. I forgot about the fact that it's going to be incrementally introduced and by the nickel, which is going to lessen the blow. And it's like, really, I mean, this is just me talking, but I don't pay too much attention to gas prices. I show up and I pay it like – they fluctuate all the time. They're like $1.50 difference over the course of 2 years or something.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed the prices, but at the same time, you ever talk to those people who are like, oh, I drove
my grandpa
20 cents cheaper gas?
He would drive
to Wisconsin or something?
Yeah. He would drive distances where it's like, that financially makes no sense. Used more gas to get to this station. But that was his hobby. He was a bargain hunter.
Yeah, and those people are hilarious.
Yeah. And the milk at Quick Trip was their other big thing to get the bags of milk because it was cheaper.
Oh, yeah. The dehydrated milk.
Yeah. They were true bargain hunters. Me, though, I'm a treasure hunter, as you all know. But we're taking calls 952-946-6205, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to Doug, Brian, and Harold. Love those guys. I love those guys. It's the Minnesota Progressive Rev-dab-dab-dab-dab right here on AM 950.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community, too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
The Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates and private dining room for parties available. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Hi, I'm Donna Minter, founder and executive director of the Minnesota Peacebuilding Leadership Institute. Please join us Wednesday, April 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis for LunaFest, our women's film festival for community peacebuilding. We'll show 8 internationally curated short films by, for, and about women. We'll raffle off 7 baskets filled with thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, merchandise, and service vouchers. This year, Minneapolis City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins will be our honorary LunaFest chairwoman. $25 gets you 8 short films and festivities. $50 gets all of that and the after party at the Riverview Cafe. The best part is, the proceeds benefit Minnesota Peacebuilding Leadership Institute programs and our Racial and Economic Equity Trainee Scholarship Fund. To learn more and purchase tickets, visit mnpeace.org and find LunaFest under events. That's mnpeace.org. See you there.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchka, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Tonight, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with low around 48. Thursday, sunny with a high near 68. And Friday, sunny with a high near 58. The Minneapolis Farmers Market is opening soon with locations at Lindale, Nicollet Mall, and the Minneapolis Government Center. The Lindale location opens April 27th. They'll have meat vendors, some homestead vendors, and greenhouse vendors. Learn more at mplsfarmersmarket.com.
This is Gary from Minneapolis on the Rapporteur, Minnesota's progressive grassroots station fighting the privileged few.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson here with you for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hey.
It's your Miracoles with the Muchachos. Miracoles is Spanish for Wednesday and Muchachos the Fellas. And if you're a fan of the fellas, tune in to our other program, Mission Accomplishers, Saturdays at 7 p.m. or available anytime via podcast. And this weekend, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're going to the Libertarian Party Convention and doing a show from there. I bet you the Libertarians have a lot of opinions on the gas tax. I don't know if we want to even bring it up.
Surprisingly few.
I don't know if we want to bring it up there. But another show we have in the works for Mission Accomplishers is an hour conversation with Gary from Minneapolis. You just heard Gary in the bumper. He's been calling actually lately, trying to schedule. Couldn't do it this weekend because we're doing the Libertarian Convention, but look for that. A special with Gary from Minneapolis. I can't wait for that. But we're taking calls, 952-946-6205, and let's go to Randy in Winthrop. Randy is really the most popular name that calls this show. But
you have a couple Randys that call.
Randy, have you ever called before? I don't recognize.
Nope, this is a first-time call.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I usually disagree wholeheartedly with the other Randy that calls in regularly.
Yeah.
on this gas tax issue, I'm kind of tending to agree with him. I work in Winthrop. I commute to St. Paul every day. I have an 80-mile one-way commute every
wow.
day. I would very much love it if they got like a commuter rail out my way.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely go for that, but a 20-cent a gallon gas tax would really hit me hard.
Yeah, and that is why I support this with hesitation, because there are a lot of people like you, and it unfairly falls – the burden falls on you, where you're not necessarily even using roads that need a lot of repair because you've just got a long commute. So that is unfortunate, but I still see it as a good solution.
Yeah.
But I feel your pain with that. I mean, and that's wholeheartedly why I have reservations about it, but really don't see a better plan put forward by anyone else.
One of the things I look at is I was looking at, you know, in the news they're talking about how we have this big budget surplus and but oh yeah, we're going to do this massive gas tax increase. out where I live, you know, one of the things they tried to do, the school board actually tried to put through something several years back where it would triple our property taxes, and that did not pass. Had they done something a little bit, you know, something a little bit lower, like maybe shot for maybe half the amount they were shooting for, it probably would have
doubling.
Passed.
Yeah,
tripling is incredible.
Not something so extreme.
Well, Randy, appreciate the call and the perspective. I do feel for you in that. That definitely does fall on you harder than most. Let's continue with the gas tax. A lot of people calling about it. Let's go to Jeff in St. Paul. Jeff, good to have you on the program.
Hey, nice to be on the program. Say, you know, here's a couple thoughts about this gas tax. Number one is Minnesota pays a significantly higher amount for registration of vehicles mm-hmm. than a lot of the other states in our area in the Midwest. Nobody ever seems to bring that up. Where and how is that money allocated for roads? Then you look at the gas tax, adding that in, and for me, it's a significant investment. Now, I will tell you, I actually use the roads every day for business. I actually drive and do consulting, so I use the road. So I'm not opposed to finding a way to actually repair the roads, and I'll be the first one to admit they need a lot of help. But when I start looking at, okay, the gas tax that's in place, what we pay for registration on our vehicles, which is, from what I've read, supposedly supposed to be used for road maintenance. And then we have a budget. And the other thing that is really starting to perturb me, I see the Minnesota Lottery says, hey, we have $3 billion we just gave the state. So what I feel this is another way of taxation increases that do we really need it? Do we have other alternatives? And where is our money getting appropriated to that really belongs to roads? That's really what my concern is. I don't mind paying 20 cents mm-hmm. if it's really going to go for roads and they're really using the license plate fees as part of the fees to maintain and rebuild roads and the current gas tax. I'm not opposed to that, but my fear is with the political interests that are in the state right now, they have more of the thought, well, let's just tax people instead of really digging in and saying, okay, how can we do this without costing the citizens of Minnesota more money?
Well, thank you for the call, Jeff. And well, currently the gas tax is used exclusively for roads and the other infrastructure like that. And Eric made the point that that's why increasing the current gas tax is one of the easier ways to address these problems because it's already in place and you're not drafting up new tax legislation and where it's coming from.
Although I'm kind of with you, Jeff. I'd like to see some sort of auditing possibly just to determine that most of the money we spend already on road maintenance is going to where we want it to go.
Yeah, and that's been a common criticism I've been hearing from people, that there isn't enough transparency. So I think that's a fair point to make. But we're taking calls at 952-946-6205. David, we'll get to you after the break. We got to take a break right now. We'll be right back on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hey guys, really sorry about that. Eric,
me, Hunter, the guy working the boards. You know, the guy who likes like Bernie Sanders and the dirty little rat. But I also like the show you're listening to right now, Minnesota Progressive Repartee, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, please don't make me say this next line.
Do you want to go to college?
Okay. My dad is the radio host who's craved worldwide, Matt McNeil.
Outstanding!
Yikes. My parents have me driving a Toyota Sienna because regardless of driving conditions, rain, snow, or sunshine, the Sienna handles great and gets me safely to where I need to be.
My son and I each drive a Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna because we trust them. They're fantastic vehicles. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style every Sunday at 5 p.m. You know, I'm often asked what kind of furniture Habitation offers. Now, I can go two ways with this. I can say something like, Habitation specializes in warm, modern, raw, industrial, and organic contemporary home furnishings. But what does that mean? It means that we have some really cool stuff, and that is the answer that usually goes over better. But cool doesn't mean crazy. And I'm proud to say that everything we offer at Habitation is functional and comfortable. The type of furniture that will allow you to express yourself but still works every day. So there it is. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hi, this is Mark from Fredley, and you're listening to the Rockin' Tower of Power Hour with Doug, with Hunter, and with Brett.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson here with your Miércoles with the Muchachos. And you know, I had a whole show planned, but bring up the gas tax and it ended up
Phone lines have been full, almost the full
so
show.
Many calls that I abandoned the show plan because this is obviously something that people want to talk about. And I haven't really heard it addressed to this extent on any other show, so I have no problem doing it. But let's go to David in Shakopee. He's been on hold for a while. David, it's good to have you on.
Hey, Hunter. How you guys doing today? So I drive 20 minutes to work, and I drive an hour home every day. It's the exact same route, up 169 one way and down 169 the other. I don't mind paying. I figured it out. It's going to cost me about another $250 a year once this is fully implemented, just in that tax. Fine. Okay. Sure, we got potholes, but I'd rather see them spend the money alleviating some of this traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Start building some more alternate routes because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, we get pretty bad traffic here, and it gets backed up, and like 212-62, there's only two lanes for a major highway like that. And it, like any time around three to...
And 494?
Yeah, that never moves. That really is a standstill at any peak hour.
Yeah, we hit it at about rush hour, and it's just a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But 494 is a parking lot on Saturday afternoon. Because they've got the airport there, they've got the Mall of America there, you've got the big IKEA store there, and those are all great things. But I avoid that section of highway like the plague.
All right, David, thank you for the call. We got a couple other calls we got to get to in 3 minutes. So, Tom in Coon Rapids, good to have you on, Tom.
How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Good. Well, there's a point that I don't really hear being made very often, and that is a higher gas tax is not going to get the potholes filled any faster. I mean, we have weather limitations here. Our springtime is only so long, and you can only throw money so fast and shovel patch so fast, and you're just going to wind up with potholes, gas tax or not. That being said, I do support the gas tax because I think it's actually a very conservative user fee, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you with that perspective.
So that's what I got on my mind.
All right, Tom, appreciate the call. And I do think it is a conservative user fee. I really don't think that this is outrageous by any means. And, I mean, it's pay to play. We got roads. Do you want to use them?
And Tom said it wouldn't make a difference on how quickly it gets filled. But you can compare certain cities like, let's say, St. Paul and Minneapolis
mm-hmm.
on how well they handle their road maintenance.
Yeah.
And there's a distinct difference on how quickly things get fixed between the cities.
Yeah, absolutely. I've noticed that as well. Let's go to Philip. He's got some gas discounts. Philip, it's good to have you on.
Yeah, the year before the nickel raise that we had the last time, I had a 5-cent coupon on my new car.
Mm-hmm.
Work trips were 50 miles one way. Mm-hmm. And all the driving I did for that year, that 5-cent discount saved me $50, 5-0. That's the cost. 26 miles per gallon car. 100 miles a day, five days a week, plus whatever I did on the weekends, which include trips to Grand Marais and stuff occasionally, and $50.
Yeah, I agree.
People don't think about it.
The perspective, it is not an outrageous amount by any means. I mean, even the Alpha News study, $300 for a two-family car, a two-car family, $300 annually. And I saw the Alpha News crowd, the Facebook there, they didn't know what annually meant. They were freaking out. They're like, that means $300 a month. Multiple people said this. And it's like, annually means per year. So we're talking $300 per year, $150 per person on average. It's not as outrageous as they'd like you to feel. We're kind of out of time here. I see that the more calls are coming in. So the gas tax, very popular topic. But tune in to Mission Accomplishers this Saturday at 7 p.m. Me and Eric are going to be at the Libertarian Party Convention. Hear our breakdown Saturday, 7 p.m. Mission Accomplishers. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.